So I'm here in the basement of the famous Splendid Palace Cinema in the center of Riga with Kristine Simson, who's helping to organize this year's Riga International Film Festival. I know, appreciate it's a very busy time for you, Kristine, but how are things looking at the moment?
Well, we have already passed one day of festival. Yesterday we had forum pitching session, which means that upcoming film projects are coming and telling their stories and trying to find buyers, sellers, distributors. And so this will also be an industry day, but this evening we are opening festival also for all viewers. And so, of course, as for my program is Kids Weekend, co-curated with Edmond Janssons and Sabine Andersson. And it will kick off tomorrow morning, and it will last 2 days, hence the name Kids Weekend.
And what I think is quite interesting is it's not just a case of showing films which have already been made to kids. The thing we're here at the moment is actually kind of, well, basically there's a sort of kids sitting in judgment on ideas for new films. Is this a new thing?
Well, it is a new thing in Riga. This is the first time we are doing it, but it is quite widely spread among film festivals, especially those oriented for children or children's film content. And it is a very useful practice because if you are making a children's movie, then it's very, very important to be in touch with your audience and really to know what the audience likes. I think at this point children are growing up so fast and it's a bit more challenging to follow what are their interests and which would be the perfect language to speak to them.
And the inevitable question, which I'm sure everyone asks you, which of the films which are being shown during the festival is the one that you are definitely going to see?
Well, I would definitely go once more for The Cloud Boy, which is also a children's film, which is a very picturesque and adventurous story about a boy who rediscovers his other side of family in the far north of Sweden, in the Sami land. And also I would like to encourage parents, adults also to see the 10 days of the festival. And today, this year we also have a new program called Beast, which is films from Eastern Europe, also some of them shot in Latvia, and very unusual yet powerful stories.